Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 89, and I'm here with Rowland, always.
Yesterday we recorded our 1 year anniversary episode, even though it was 2 days after.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're finally 89, and one more till 90. Finally about to get into the 90s is pretty cool, so.
Yeah.
Before this episode starts, like always, and join our Discord. If you don't, Piranha will eat your fingers. So, I don't think you want that.
No, nobody wants that.
Yeah, so join our Discord. We've been stuck at 20 members for quite a while.
Long time. All right. Details of F-Zero GX Recharged have leaked online.
It says here, F-Zero GX, the GameCube installment in Nintendo's popular racing franchise, is rumored to be getting a new remaster on Nintendo Switch. For the most part, F-Zero is a series that Nintendo has opted not to touch for the better part of the last two decades, outside of F-Zero GX launching in 2003. So, 21 years ago?
Yeah.
That's quite a while ago.
Yeah.
The only other entries that the franchise has since seen are F-Zero GP Legend on the Game Boy Advance and 2023's F-Zero 99. Fortunately, those who have been hoping for a revival of some sort for the property. It sounds as though Nintendo could soon be testing the waters with a new re-release. According to the insider named Zippo.
We talked about him before.
Yeah, I remember. Who has shared accurate Nintendo info in the past. I'm pretty sure he leaked something and we talked about it before.
Yeah, I think it was the open world Mario game for the Switch 2.
Yeah. Is a fully remastered version of F-Zero GX is in the works for the Switch. It claims that the new edition of the game will be called F-Zero GX Recharge, and it will run at 60 FPS at 1080p resolution. Beyond this, it's said that Nintendo has already finished its development on the project and is merely sitting on it to decide when it will be, you know, eventually released. If this rumor is indeed credible, there is a good chance that Nintendo could confirm as much as this coming month, So they might, you know, confirm it's actually happening this month or whatever.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be the June Direct this month. So maybe. Yeah,
so
it's possible.
I'd say they're going to, if so. Where's it? Okay, during its next Direct, as me and Ashton just said, Zippo stated that they don't know if this announcement will be made during the Direct, though, so there's no such guarantee that it will come to pass. Still, the back half of 2024 is looking quite, heck only got turned, quite barren for Nintendo at the moment, as the Japanese gaming publisher continues to bridge the gap until the launch of the Switch 2. As such, if it does have a remastered of F-Zero GX in the chamber and ready to release, it would make a lot of sense for it to launch this year. So,
yeah, especially since the Switch 2 is supposed to be coming out early next year, supposedly. It makes sense if they're going to release it on the Switch, and just the Switch, it would come out sometime this year.
Yeah. So I'd say they're going to announce it in the Direct in June, this month, obviously. And then they're going to probably say the release date and whatnot of it. I'd say it'll probably release around August or so.
August, yeah, maybe.
I'd say like August or around that time, October. Say around fall, it'll release and stuff.
Okay. We'll see.
That's my speculation, I think.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Halo Combat Evolved. So Halo 1 is supposedly getting a remaster.
I love Halo 1. It's such a good Halo.
It is. It's a good game. I like it.
It says here, a new report claims that Xbox is considering bringing Halo to the PS5, and 343 Industries is working on a remaster of the first Halo game. This comes from The Verge's Tom Warren, who claims that Xbox is considering bringing its biggest and most identifiable console exclusive to the most vulnerable competitor. The company has laid the framework for this already with the launch of Sea of Thieves on the PS5 this year, as me and Ashton talked about. And reports claims that exclusives like Starfield, Bethesda's Indiana Jones games could also be make their way over to the PlayStation. Halo, however, is widely considered the face of Xbox. You know, it was their first ever game.
Yeah, they're definitely their most successful franchise.
Yeah, because it came out on the original Xbox.
Yeah.
It says here, its transition out of the console exclusivity would have wide-ranging implications for Microsoft's overall gaming strategy. There's a lot of noise around Xbox's plans for the future. It's hard to say with any certainty the direction it's heading between the industry shaking acquisitions, brutal layoffs and studio closures, and mixed messaging around the platform exclusively from its top brass. What Xbox as a brand looks like in the next 5 to 10 years is anyone's guess at this point. Good turn. Have a whole bunch of pages. Warren also reports that Xbox is eternally considering a remastered of some form of Halo Combat Evolved, the first-person shooter and Xbox launch game that kicked off the series back in 2001, you know, Halo 1. Xbox is reportedly considering bringing the remaster to rival consoles. The remaster is said to be early development stages, so they're making it. Might be making it. We don't know yet fully. All right.
I forgot to put on my lights.
But it says here, the remastered said to be in early development stages. As such, probably won't be, you know, revealed until Xbox's Summer Game Fest showcase. And as the Halo PS5 thing is only a consideration at this point. It's safe to say it won't be announced during the Summer Game Fest of 2024 either. That would be weird seeing Halo on PS, like PlayStation. But at this point, anything's possible.
Right, and I don't know. I think the best thing for Microsoft to do, if they're wanting to put Halo on the PS5, to not make a remaster of the first Halo and put it on PS5, they should just port over Halo Chief Collection. Or Master Chief Collection. Master
Chief Collection with all three.
Yeah.
Halo 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, they should do that. Take out the PlayStation and then make the remaster for Xbox only.
Yeah, I think they should do that, honestly, because it would make more sense.
Yeah, because that way Xbox players have
better graphics and et cetera. So.
And Xbox players have always had Halo, so they should get that remaster before anybody else, I think.
Yeah, it makes sense. And, you know, PlayStation could eventually have it or whatever. Yeah. But Xbox should get it first. Then, you know, maybe a year later or so.
Yeah. Like kind of like what Sony does for PC, like a year or two later.
Yeah, like they did with the Spider-Man.
Yeah, and they're coming out with, what, Ragnarok, we said in God September?
Yeah. So it's going to be... I can't wait for that. Yeah. Even though I already have God of War Ragnarok on my PlayStation 4, but... My PlayStation 4 is barely living.
That's the jet engine. For sure.
Airport.
It's the whole airport. But, yeah, I think... I don't think they should release the remaster on PS5 at the same time as Xbox.
Yeah.
Get the Halo Master Chief Collection on PlayStation 5 first, and then... do the Halo remaster like a year or so later, like you said.
Yeah, I feel like that would make the most sense because, you know, as I said, like, there's going to be new graphics, like, better graphics, et cetera. You know, Xbox players should have it first.
They should, yeah.
It just makes sense.
Right. All right, Game Pass games for June.
We always go over to Game Pass games every month.
Yeah.
Used to be Gold, too. We used to go over the PS Plus games, Xbox Live Gold, and then, you know, Game Pass. But now it's just PS Plus and
Game Pass.
And Game Pass.
Sometimes you'll have a new Nintendo Switch Online game or something we'll announce, but...
Yeah, rarely.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a few games here. Rolling Hills, Make Sushi, Make Friends. Sounds like an interesting game. Added June 4th. Octopath Traveler and Octopath Traveler 2 added June 6th. So, yesterday?
Yeah.
It's not midnight yet.
Yeah.
Was it Callisto?
Callisto.
Callisto Protocol, June 13th. It's going to be added June 13th. And Still Wakes the Deep, June 18th. Is that all of them?
No. We got Firework on June 4th. You already said Rolling Hills. It was June 4th. They went launch Octopath Traveler. It was June 6th.
Yep.
Octopath Traveler 2, June 6th. Also June 6th. Depersonalization, June 12th. Azonzo?
Yeah, Azonzo, June 13th.
Yeah. The Callisto Protocol, like you said, June 13th. And just... Are Still Wakes the Deep, like you said.
June 18th. So I just missed one.
Yeah, Firework.
Well, two, actually.
Firework and Octo Traveler 2?
No. It's the one after...
Depersonalization.
Yeah, Depersonalization.
Okay.
My list is washed.
And, let's see. I think all of those are console, PC, and cloud.
What is it?
I think all of them. No, Fireworks PC only.
I didn't get that because the website I got off of didn't put the console PC in cloud.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, normally I'll always say it, but...
Yeah, so they're all console PC and cloud except for Firework. It's PC only.
Yeah. I wonder what Firework's about.
I have no idea. Maybe some fireworks.
Interesting name. It was just a firework game. You used to launch fireworks into the sky.
Yeah, fireworks simulator.
Heck yeah.
All right, moving on. Zotac Gaming Handheld has been announced.
Another handheld.
Another PC gaming handheld, yes.
I love seeing the handhelds.
Yeah, every time, it keeps every company getting better. Like they're coming out the Rogue Ally X, like they're getting better because other
companies are they're getting more competition. Yeah,
if there was no competition, they'd get lazy and they wouldn't want to, you know, come out with better devices.
Yeah. Need a drink of water, real quick.
All right,
that's good. It says here, it's handheld season, as we know. The Asus ROG Ally X and the MSI Claw 8 AI Plus aren't the only second-gen Windows gaming handhelds in town. GPU manufacturer Zotac has officially revealed its Zone at Computex. That's a weird name, Computex.
I'm guessing some kind of event.
Yeah. Never heard of it, though.
I haven't either.
It says, and it does a few things differently than the competition. Let's see what they got in store. It says, Zotac has already teased that the Zone would have an OLED screen, something that only the Steam Deck OLED has managed in PC handhelds before, as well as two-stage adjustable triggers like the Xbox Elite Gamepad and Drift Resistant Hall Effect joysticks. But did you know it'll also have symmetrical PlayStation
PlayStation-esque
joysticks. So they're gonna have like Xbox joysticks,
yeah,
and PlayStation. That's weird.
Well, it's
how not, is it the different modes, I guess?
Symmetrical, it's gonna have just the PlayStation ones. It's gonna be like down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Not angled like the Xbox.
Oh, okay. Okay, and it says here, programmable dials around each one, twin Steam Deck like trackpads, a small built-in kickstand so you can stand it up. I guess it's going to be on the back.
I assume, yeah.
Like how the Switch, the Switch has that little stand.
Yeah.
A Windows Hello camera instead of a fingerprint reader. A fingerprint reader, what's the crap?
Like the ROG Ally has a fingerprint reader to unlock it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And both top and bottom USB 4 ports. Thanks to journalists. Yeah. It's a bunch of yapping. but it says here, the handheld's powered by an ADM Ryzen 7. Take one, it's already more powerful than my PC.
Yours is what, a Ryzen 5?
Yeah. AA40U. Sorry, guys. I'm struggling every time a number pops up. 8840U chip. You shouldn't necessarily expect a lot from it. It's largely the same as a 7840U that powered by prior handhelds like the same Radeon 780M IGN PU inside, but the ROG Ally X and the Lenovo Legion Go. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. We've talked about every handheld I bet it's named.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just the new things happen. Handhelds. It does upgrade to LPDDR5X 7500 memory, which seemingly gave the Legion a slight performance bump over the original Ally. At the more modest 1080p resolution, you get 512 gigabytes of, memory storage. That's a full-size SSD slot and 16 gigabytes of memory in its sole configuration. Yeah. Turn page. Too much crap.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It says, less pleasingly, Zotec appears to have outfitted it with modest 48.5-watt-hour battery. Isn't that, like, around the Rogue Ally?
The regular Rogue Ally has a 40-watt-hour,
so
and then the Rogue Ally X has a 80-watt-hour.
So it's a little bit more than the Rogue Ally.
Yeah.
It says here, as well as it's smaller than of the Steam Deck OLED and vastly smaller than the 80-watt packs that Asus and MSI have just announced. And its 7-inch 120 OLED screen doesn't support variable refresh rate any more than the Steam Deck one did. Steam Deck's one did. What the crap?
It's talking about its screen.
I guess.
Not one supporting did. Variable refresh rate.
Yeah, why'd you say one did? Grammar. It does sound nice and bright at 800 nits. However, I'm intrigued. You know, obviously, I'm not talking about this. I'm intrigued by the programmable jog dials. Oh, it's a big boy. What the crap? It's just talking about like how big it is.
Yeah, how big the device is, yeah.
It's 310, you know, X, 135, and 4 millimeters. And then there's a whole bunch of crap.
I didn't even put those in my notes. I was
it's just there. It says it's bigger and beefier than the Lenovo Legion Go. It's got Wi-Fi 6E and UHS 2 micro SD reader, by the way. Yeah, whoever made this article is weird. Big boy. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've been talking about a whole bunch of handhelds.
Yeah.
You know, first, it was, you know, the Odin, whenever we first started podcast. And then it just keeps going. Lenovo Legion Pro, the MSI Claw. We've talked about, like, two more recently. Like,
we've talked about quite a bit, and they just keep coming out with new ones all the time, and then yeah. The companies that already have some out, they're coming out with revisions and upgrades to their current handhelds. Or,
yeah, you know, they're going to come out, as we've been talking about, the Rogue Ally X.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. You know, I might not get it, but I'll get it sooner.
Sometime, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm probably just going to get the regular Rogue Ally for now.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You play mine, you like it. You say that it's smooth, and you like it.
It's smooth. I like the handheld. And so overall, it's just really smooth.
Yeah.
So you get for like, what you said earlier, 640 something?
649.
That's cheap, especially for how good it is, like how powerful it is.
Yeah.
It's really cheap.
Yeah, because it was regular $800
a year
ago. That's what I paid for it. But
it's on sale. On sale.
Yeah. Well, it's on sale because
the
newer ones is coming out.
Yeah.
You can pre-order it right now for
$800. It's probably going to go down eventually too.
No, I got the regular Rogue Ally for $700.
Yeah, it was $700.
$700, and then the X is $800.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I know the answer to this now, but
I told you.
We'll go ahead and talk about it. Have you played F-Zero game before?
I have not. I've had, to be honest, I've never even heard of a series.
Oh, really? So you don't even know what it is?
No. I know it's a racing game.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Captain Falcon off of Super Smash Bros. It's his series.
Captain Falcon. Oh.
The guy in the blue suit.
Oh, yeah. That weirdo.
Yeah.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah, he's, that's...
Yeah, I've never played the series. I had to think. I literally had to think of who you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a real popular game. I mean,
I know it's a racing
people,
game.
Yeah. A lot of people like it and stuff, but it's just Nintendo's kind of forgot about it. Like, you know, the article you read said that they've only came out with two games since then, and one was a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah.
And then one was a couple months ago with F-Zero 99. It was just one of those, you know, like the Tetris 99, the Super Mario 35, you know, stuff like that. They're just those small Battle Royale games. And then, so they haven't had a main console game since F-Zero GX on the GameCube back in, what did it say, 2003?
I think it was 2003. That was like one of their most recent ones. Like,
that's the most recent console. Yeah. So people, the fans of the franchise have been wanting a new game for a long time from Nintendo, and they just haven't got it. So maybe they'll remake the one from 2003, and that'll see if
it does
people
good,
are interested in the game.
And then they're going to probably make a newer version. Yeah. They're going to actually make a new game.
Right.
That's smart, though. You know,
it
see
is.
If, see if people actually want to play the series.
Right.
And then, you know, if you get a whole bunch of, you know, people getting it, obviously they're going to get the new game, so.
Right, and there's been a lot of GameCube games getting remastered lately, because...
Yeah.
Metroid Prime last year, and then...
I remember when you got that.
Yeah. Paper Mario 1000 Year Door.
You streamed it a whole bunch.
I did.
You haven't streamed much since, but...
No, haven't played it much since.
Yeah. It's a good game, though.
It is. It's fun. Then we talked about yesterday that Star Fox Assault might be getting a remaster, and it came on the GameCube, and now that Zero GX...
There's a whole bunch of different GameCube games.
A whole bunch of... I mean, GameCube games are just...
taken off for some reason.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, it's a good console. It had several good games that people have never played up to this point, so it's good to get them remastered so new people can play them that never got the...
And if people were, like, younger, I mean, like, GameCube, say me...
GameCube came out 23 years ago, so a lot of people weren't even born when the GameCube came out, including you.
You were 2 years old.
I would have turned three in 2001. But it's my favorite console of all time. There's several good games for it.
I like the GameCube. Haven't played much of it. The times I have played it, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's definitely a top five console.
100%. My number one.
Yeah, it's your number one. But you know my number one.
Yeah. But, so I have played, you know, F-Zero GX. I haven't played the original F-Zero on the Nintendo 64, but I played a little bit of GX. Not a lot. I won't say that I've got really into it and I'm good at it enough to get good at it.
Ashton was a pro. He knows every
road. With my eyes closed.
Yeah, he knows every man.
It's a fast paced racing game. So
like Need for Speed and crap like that.
It's faster now. Like, it's nonstop.
Really?
Like, speed.
Wow. The Need for Speed's fast. Like,
yeah, it's nonstop. Like, it's not your Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart. Well, I mean, the hardest difficulty is fast paced, but
it's
fast paced. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Think about
it. It's really fast paced.
You got to stay on it to be able to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You got to, like, focus up, you know?
Definitely. But that's all the topics we have. So we appreciate you guys for watching or listening.
Like always, you know.
Yeah. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast, Instagram, TikTok, everything, Twitter,
except
for Facebook.
have join our Discord. Big platform besides Facebook, really.
Yeah. Join our Discord. Like Ron said, once we get 30 members, we'll have a giveaway or movie night or both. But
maybe something else. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Eventually. But we got to get 30 members first.
Yeah, hurry up. Hang on. Yeah. I'm waiting. I've
been saying this for a long time. But let's see. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM me or Rylan.
Yep.
On Discord or Instagram.
Yeah.
And we'll get you that custom merch. If you want your name on it, or just want a certain logo with Two Brothers Gaming on it, whatever. It don't matter. We'll figure something out. But
yeah, we'll figure it out eventually. Eventually, we're going to make 1 year merch.
Or you guys can send us a design that you came up with or something that you want, or a certain collar, like how our main collar is green. If you wanted it, if you're a girl, you want it pink, purple, or if you want it red, whatever, it don't matter. Yeah. You can make it whatever color you want.
Yeah, whatever you want, we'll make it and crap, and, we'll send it to you.
Yeah. So just make sure to DM us if you're interested in that.
Yeah. It could be one of our giveaway items or whatever.
Yeah.
Custom shirt.
Could be.
It may be a gift card.
Me and Rylan were kind of discussing. We want to try to maybe come up with a new logo or just maybe some merch for the 1 year. Yeah. Maybe not completely change the logo, but just come out with a shirt or a jacket or something for the 1 year anniversary just to make it special.
We just got to figure out what we want to do and stuff first. And then, we'll announce it eventually.
Yeah, we'll show it on our Discord. So if you're interested and you want to see it, join our Discord.
Yeah. We're going to put it on announcements eventually. So
yeah. Rylan, you have anything?
Yep. We hit 300,000 total downloads. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for that. A little over a year now. 2 days. A year and 2 days, and we're at 300,000 downloads. So, it's in that we're going to get close to a million, Ashton, in the next year.
Yeah.
Crap,
we're growing right now.
Actually, the way we're growing, we might get it in a year.
Probably.
Which is insane. That's crazy to say.
That's a lot of downloads.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
We have 300,000 is a lot of downloads, We appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. We get we get 2,000 downloads every day, 12K or more every week, right?
Yeah.
Every week. But it's awesome. Thank you guys so much for that. We greatly appreciate it. It's awesome that all you guys, people all over the United States, whatever country you're from, are just listening to us.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah. So join Discord.
And if you join Discord, we'll play with you. If you have 2K, we play 2K, we play Call of Duty sometimes, we play Fortnite sometimes. We'll play with you.
Some
if you
different
want.
Games.
Join our Discord and chat with us and hang out, and we'll play with you.
Yeah. Something to do. Have fun. We having fun with people.
Yeah. But that's all we have, guys. We appreciate you for watching and listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.